going to wander off the beaten path just a little bit to do an interview with one of my favorite people, Christopher Kennedy Lawford, the son of the great actor Peter Lawford. Chris Lawford himself has been an actor, and he's an author, and he's been a producer. And since he's not bashful and I'm not bashful, both of us have been in recovery for many years from drug and alcohol abuse. And Chris has a new book out called Recover to Live, Kick Any Habit, Manage Any Addiction. Yeah, we're off the beaten path, Chris, but this is important stuff. Welcome back to the show.
Larry, you're a true champion, and thanks for having me again.
All right, great stuff. Just give me a quick, brief pencil sketch overview in your latest book. What are you doing here? What's the mission?
Well, I got tired of seeing people on TV selling treatment centers and selling sort of snake oil to folks who are desperate for a solution to the number one public health issue in our country. As you know, this thing costs us $600 billion a year, DOJ estimates. This is a really three times what cancer costs us. So if we're talking about debt and we're talking about really doing something about our economy, this is something that we got to look at. And there's a lot of people out there that are selling bad things. I wanted, because in my position as a UN ambassador for our global drug treatment issues and also working with the White House Office on National Drug Control Policy and Care and Treatment Centers and a bunch of others, I was in a position to interview 150 of the smartest people in the world about this disease. I've got the smartest neuroscientists in here, the best people from, you know, Norovolco down. And they tell you what addiction is and what it isn't and what you can do about it.
All right. So here, you know this, but viewers, I believe in a spiritual solution. I mean,
absolutely.
The disease of alcoholism and drug addiction, you and I both had near-death experiences with this thing, and it certainly wrecked our lives, at least temporarily. You got to admit that you can't manage alcohol. That's step one. You got to call on a power greater than yourself. That's step two. And you got to turn your will and your life over to that power, whom I choose to call God anyway. That's step three. And there are, of course, nine other steps. Now, as you made your survey with all these experts, did you find that they agreed that alcohol and drug addiction is essentially a soul sickness and requires a spiritual recovery? I mean, was that the basis of it, or is there much more to it?
No, there's a lot more to it. Most of these folks believe in science. But I will tell you this. I walked into the office of Robert DuPont. You know who Robert DuPont was. He was not only the drug czar, but also the head of